please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, it's Thursday, February 15th. I hope you enjoyed your Valentine's Day. Boy, a lot of games last night. New top 25 came out yesterday. I was talking to a friend of mine today, and, you know, it seems like February, everything, a lot of stuff doesn't make any sense in January or December or, you know, late January even. But in mid-February, things always start to gel. And you start to see where everybody is, and the top 25 matches up with what you're seeing in real life. And that's kind of where we are right now. Let's start with the Crossroads League, because you know what happened there last night. Give all the credit in the world to the Huntington Foresters. They did something. A lot of people, including myself, were wondering if it was going to happen. They beat Grace last night, and it wasn't a last-second shot. They just beat them. They put on a shooting clinic. Last night, the Foresters, they shot over 60% from the field, 61% from 385 or something like that from the free throw line. And the Lancers, I think if I remember right, they were 1 for 19 from three. But when a team is, you know, shooting over 60% from three, it's going to be a long night. I don't care who you are. So they ended up, Zach Goodline, I think he had 39 points. You see it right there. 39 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists. And on Twitter, there's a move he put on. Boy, he was on last night. Let's just put it that way. Lane Sparks, he scored 19. So Grace, no tears for Grace. They're going to be just fine. They go to 24-1. I talked to Clint Dogg a little bit last night. You know, he's a big Grace Lancer fan. And he said, you know, do you think this will be good? In my opinion, you're going to lose somewhere along the line. It's just my opinion. You know, people just don't go undefeated throughout a season. And it's better it happens now than round two of the playoffs. That's kind of the way I look at it. So Grace has a chance to get back at it. They're going to have Bethel coming to town on Saturday. Indiana Wesleyan in action last night. They beat their crosstown rival, Taylor, 99-61. Nathan Childress, 19 points, 5 rebounds. Javen Buchanan, 24 points, 6 rebounds. Just a day at the office for the Wildcats. They go to 22-3, and they have to go to Mount Vernon Nazarene on Saturday. That's tough duty. That's never an easy trip. Bethel, they fell again. Costly loss for Bethel. I'll show you when we go through the standings. They hosted Marion, and they fell 82-74. Brody Whitaker, 14 points, 7 rebounds. Gus Etchison, 36 points, 5 rebounds. Congratulations to Marion. Big, big road win. Bethel goes to 18-7. And it ain't going to get no easier because they're going to Winona Lake and take on Grace on Saturday. Okay, so let's look at the rest of the scores. There's just a couple other games. St. Francis, they hosted Mount Vernon Nazarene. They beat them, as we said, Marion and Bethel. And Spring Arbor beat Goshen. So with just a few games left, there's 18 games, so they're 50. There's 3 games left in this conference. Grace and Indiana Wesleyan. See, it's not 3 games left. Remember what happened last year? It looked like Indiana Wesleyan had it won, and Grace snuck up on them. So never count anybody out. Huntington. Now this line here, these are the teams that will host in the playoffs as of right now. And of course, we haven't taken into account any tiebreakers. The only real big race here is who's going to get home playoff. Bethel is going to be battling. Huntington could still slip back if they don't take care of business. But one of these three teams is going to be starting the playoffs on the road, and one of these two teams, Mount Vernon and Taylor, one of those two teams is going to be starting the playoffs at home. They're just not going to be playing. So on Saturday, Marion really needs a win. They host St. Francis. Indiana Wesleyan, as we said, goes to Mount Vernon. Huntington's going to Spring Arbor. Huntington needs a win to stay in that home situation. And Bethel going to Grace. Bethel really needs a win. I like the guys at Bethel, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen on Saturday. Let's look at the KCAC. Oklahoma Wesleyan, boy, they nipped York tonight, 88-86. Oklahoma Wesleyan, 24-1. I know there were some doubters earlier in the year, but they just keep winning and winning and winning. Jaden Litsky, he's just like Javon Buchanan, just one of the most consistent guys in the NAI tonight. Last night, 17.7 rebounds. DJ Talton Jr., 18 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists. They're at 24-1, and they're going to play Avila on Saturday. Southwestern wins again. They host Friends. They beat them 97-64. They weren't good Friends tonight. Andrew O'Brien, 22 points, 9 rebounds. He had 6 assists. Justin DeMaria, 20 points, 3 rebounds. So they go to 21-3. They have to travel to Kansas Wesleyan on Saturday. Kansas Wesleyan is very good, but if we look at tonight's games, Evangel got the win. Sterling got the win. Ottawa beat McPherson. St. Mary beat Kansas Wesleyan. That was a costly loss for them. Bethel beats Tabor. And we talked about St. Francis. Let's take a look at the standings, because this is just like the rest of the – there's 3 games left. Whoops, let me click this. So Oklahoma Wesleyan is in the driver's seat. Kansas Wesleyan kind of knocked themselves out for competing up here, but they're in that top 4, and they still got a chance with that game against Southwestern to try to get into that 2 spot. Evangel's working. Big win for them. They're working to hang on to that home playoff spot. And then Bethel as well, trying to hang on to that last home playoff spot. Not a lot of drama left in the KCAC. Coming up, Oklahoma, here's your schedule coming up. Evangel needs a win. They're going to play at Sterling. Southwestern, Kansas Wesleyan, probably the best game Saturday in that conference. In the Wolverine Hoosier, lots of activity. In the Lords loses their 3rd straight. This was a team that was hot, red hot. They lose to Lawrence Tech. I was really concerned about them going over there. Lawrence Tech has been very tough at home this season. They lose 82-77. Brandon Beavers, 32 points. Another great performance. Guys are really stepping up this time of year. 9 rebounds. Nathaniel Ward, 10 points, 8 rebounds. Lords goes to 19-4. And they're going to play Indiana Tech at Fort Wayne on Saturday. And Indiana Tech is probably ticked off. They're probably feeling like their season kind of slipped away from them. That's going to be tough duty for Lords. Madonna, they're the hot team in the WAC right now. They beat Concordia 86-66. Isaac Anderson, this is their super duo right here. Isaac Anderson, 19 points, 8 rebounds. And Brandon Young, 24 points, 10 rebounds. Madonna is 21-4. They lead the conference. They've won 6 in a row. They will play Aquinas on Saturday. Other action last night. Northwestern Ohio beat Aquinas. Cornerstone beat Clary. And Siena Heights beat Rochester. And Indiana Tech beat Michigan Dearborn. Again, this is a classic. 8-team playoff. 8 teams make the playoff. 1 hosts 8. This is their setup. So Madonna is really in the driver's seat right now. There's only 3 games left. It's going to come down between Lawrence, probably between Lawrence Tech and Indiana Tech. Cornerstone could drop down, but somebody's not going to get a home playoff game here. And then Siena Heights and Northwestern Ohio are going to battle for that last playoff spot. That's kind of the drama that's left in this. Lords is going to play Indiana Tech. Probably a bigger game for Indiana Tech than it is Lords. Madonna playing Aquinas. They're trying to hang on to that number 1 spot. Then Lawrence Tech and Cornerstone. Lawrence Tech is trying to hang on to that home playoff spot. it gets complicated this time of year, doesn't it? Couple games in the southern states. Stillman, they beat Dalton State. Bruton Parker also won last night. This is a little bit different playoff setup in this conference. So 10 teams will make the playoffs. These four do playoff games. I think it's these two and these two, but these four will do a play-in game, I should say, and then those two with these six will make a classic eight-team bracket, I should say. Tennessee Southern's going to win the Southern States. There's really no drama here. These are the six that are going to make the second round. These are probably the four, with the exception is Bruton Parker going to sneak in there, perhaps Blue Mountain. So that Blue Mountain Loyola game is pretty big on Saturday. In the Chicagoland, Roosevelt, they just keep rolling. They beat St. Ambrose last night, 91-65. Julio Montez II, he's been playing really well for the Lakers, 20 points. 2 rebounds, and then Forte Prater, 17 points. They go to 21-3, and that big game for them. They're going to play Indiana South Bend on Saturday. Take a quick look at the rest of the conference. Olivet Nazarene won. St. Francis beat Governor State. Indiana South Bend, they get the win over St. Xavier. Indiana Northwest, Calumet, and then Roosevelt. This is another conference that has, I think, 3 games left. It's another 8-team playoff system, 1 versus 8. So you're looking at these four are going to be your home teams. If you look here at the losses with only 3 games left, this is the way it's going to be. These might move around just a tiny bit. And then the only drama, honestly, is can Indiana South Bend pull off a miracle and catch Roosevelt? And who's going to get this 8th spot? Is it going to be Calumet or St. Francis? I circle this game because if Indiana South Bend has any visions of catching Roosevelt, they have to go to Roosevelt and beat them on Saturday. If they don't, it's over. Okay, Great Plains Conference, Northwestern. They fall to Briarcliff, 74-73. Hats off to Matthew Stillwell, 17.6 rebounds, and he hit the buzzer beater. A big win for Briarcliff, costly loss for Northwestern. Blake Sindelar, 19.6 rebounds. Northwestern goes to 19-6. They're going to play Midland on Saturday. And the new entrant to the top 25, Concordia, they come in at 21 this week. They beat Doan, 94-88. They go to 20-5. Noah Shutt, 25.6 rebounds. And Tristan Smith, 28 points, 5 rebounds. That's been their dynamic duo all season long. They have to go to Dort on Saturday. And you heard me say it many times. That's a tough place to play. That's what everybody tells me. Oh, I don't have the standings. Hang on. Sorry about that. Here we go. Here's the rest of the games in the GPAC. Hastings beat Mount Marty. Jamestown, huge win. I just talked about Dort. They went over to Dort, and they beat them. We talked about that. And Morningside, they go to Dakota Wesleyan, and they win. Or no, hold it. They hosted Dakota Wesleyan, and they beat them 84-79. The GPAC, again. It's the classic 8 teams, 1 versus 8, or host 8. So Concordia with their win tonight. They're now a half game in the lead of this crazy G-Pack. This is the drama. This is the best race in the country. Predicted is probably taking bets on this one. Who is going to win this conference? And then these eight are going to make the playoffs. That's pretty well set. But, boy, who is going to win it? So Morningside takes on Doan. They're in that bunch. Jamestown, here's another one. Northwestern's playing Midland. And Briarcliff is playing Hastings, so they're all in action. And then Concordia has to go to Dort. So big games, bigly games on Saturday in the G-Pack. The Heart of America, congratulations, Mid-America Nazarene. They beat Baker tonight. That was their second win over Baker. Baker can't catch him now. They could tie him, but they can't catch him. And Mid-America Nazarene has the tiebreaker. So congratulations to Adam Hepker and the Pioneers. They're going to win the Heart. Congratulations, big, I think he's been there, 2 years? Or is this his second year or third year? Anyway, Ed Wright, he had 27 points tonight. Caleb Jones-McCrary, 19 points, 10 rebounds. They go to 21-4. They're going to play Graceland on Saturday, so they can't lose focus. That's a big game on Saturday. The rest of the Heart, Grandview beat Clark. Clover Stockton won. Central Methodist got the win over Missouri Valley. Park edged Benedictine, and Peru State beat Graceland. Take a look at that playoff situation. Same thing, typical eight-team playoff rounds, one hosts eight. Mid-America Nazarene is going to win the conference. These four are going to be the host teams, and there's really, this is probably going to be the second four. Now, they could definitely move around in seeding here, but these four are most likely host, and these four will be the road teams when the playoffs start. Here's your playoff. Here's your games on Saturday. Baker playing Culver Stockton and Graceland, Mid-America Nazarene. Two best games in that conference on Saturday. In the Sun Conference, big win for St. Thomas. They went into the Furnace. They beat them 72-66. Weber International, they beat Warner. Warner just has struggled here lately. Ave Maria falls again. This time to Florida Memorial, 86-77, and Kaiser beats Coastal Georgia. So in the Sun Conference, whoever finishes in the top two, they get a bye into the semifinal round. So it's six teams make it. These four play play-in games. They'll join whoever's at the top two, and that'll form the semifinal. So it looks like these will be the six teams, but look at this. Number one, who's even going to win the conference? And number two, who are going to be these two home teams? There's only three games left, just like a lot of conferences. There's only 14 games in this conference. So St. Thomas takes on Ave Maria. That is probably the game of the weekend. Florida Memorial has to take on Weber. That's really the game to watch, St. Thomas and Ave Maria. Well, really, they're all big in that conference. It's when there's only 14 games, it's really not enough to get the separation. In the AAC, Union wins. Here's what you really need to know here. Union wins and Pikeville wins. Pikeville took overtime. And look at this. Union won by a point. So where are we at here now? Boy, these two have been battling all year. Remember I told you they're gonna eventually get the boxing gloves out. Union is a half a game up on Pikeville. And this conference, if I remember right, they play, what is it? They play 24 games. So they have three games left. The way this one works is 10 teams make it. I apologize for moving it around. 10 teams make it. And these four do play-in games. And then that'll make up the eight-team bracket. With the rest of the teams. So you want to stay in the top six. That way you don't have to play in that first round. So this is kind of where, as I always say, the drama is. And then can Truett McConnell hang on to that playoff spot, or will they lose it to Bluefield? But the big, big question in the AAC is who's going to win the conference. Okay, I know that's a big mess. What a, wow, there are some really tight races. That GPAC is probably one of the best. Saturday's going to be a huge day in NAI basketball. Make sure you buy your popcorn. Get to a game. That's what I'm going to do. I'm taking off Friday morning. You know that. I'm always in the car Friday morning, taking off, watching NAI basketball. Wherever you go, go and just enjoy it. Go meet people, talk to players, talk to coaches, because it's a great experience. Go and enjoy some NAI basketball and enjoy your weekend. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school, because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.